The second Sunday after the Epiphany. The third mystery of the Epiphany shows us the completion of the merciful designs of God upon the world, at the same time that it manifests to us, for the third time, the glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The star has led the soul to faith. The sanctified waters of the Jordan have conferred purity upon her. The marriage feast unites her to her God. We have been considering during this octave the bridegroom revealing himself to the spouse. We have heard him calling her to come to him from the heights of Libanus. And now, after having enlightened and purified her, he invites her to the heavenly feast, where she is to receive the wine of his divine love. A feast is prepared. Footnote, St. John's Gospel, chapter 2. It is a marriage feast, and the mother of Jesus is present at it. For it is just that, having cooperated in the mystery of the incarnation of the Word, she should take part in all that her Son does, and in all the favors he bestows on his elect. But, in the midst of the feast, the wine fails. Wine is the symbol of charity, or love, and charity had failed on the earth, for the Gentiles had never tasted its sweetness. And as to the synagogue, what had it produced but wild grapes? Footnote, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 2. The true vine is our Jesus, and he calls himself by that name. Footnote, St. John's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 1. He alone could give that wine which gladdeneth the heart of man. Footnote, Psalm 103, verse 15. He alone could give us that chalice which inebriateth. Footnote, Psalm 22, verse 5, and of which the royal psalmist prophesied. Mary said to Jesus, "They have no wine." It is the office of the Mother of God to tell him of the wants of men, for she is also their mother. But Jesus answers her in words which are apparently harsh. "Woman, what is it to me and to thee? My hour is not yet come." The meaning of these words is that in this great mystery, he was about to act not as the Son of Mary, but as the Son of God. Later on, the hour will come when, dying upon the cross, he will do a work in the presence of his mother, and he will do it as man, that is, according to that human nature which he has received from her. Mary at once understands the words of her son, and she says to the waiters of the feast what she is now ever saying to her children, "Do whatsoever he shall say to you." Now there were 6 large water pots of stone there, and they were empty. The world was then in its 6th age, as St. Augustine and other holy doctors tell us. During these 6 ages, the earth had been awaiting its Savior, who was to instruct and redeem it. Jesus commands these water pots to be filled with water. And yet, water does not suit the feast of the spouse. The figures and the prophecies of the ancient world were this water, and until the opening of the 7th age, when Christ, who is the vine, was to be given to the world, no man had contracted an alliance with the divine word. But when the Emmanuel came, he had but to say, "Now draw out," and the water pots were seen to be filled with the wine of the new covenant, the wine which had been kept to the end. When he assumed our human nature, a nature weak and unstable as water, he effected a change in it. He raised it up even to himself by making us partakers of the divine nature. Footnote, Second Letter of St. Peter, chapter 1, verse 4. He gave us the power to love him, to be united to him, to form that one body of which he is the head, that church of which he is the spouse, and which he loved from all eternity, and with such tender love that he came down from heaven to celebrate his nuptials with her. Saint Matthew, the evangelist of the humanity of our Lord, has received from the Holy Ghost the commission to announce to us the mystery of faith by the star. Saint Luke, the evangelist of Jesus' priesthood, has been selected by the same Holy Spirit to instruct us in the mystery of the baptism in the Jordan. But the mystery of the marriage feast was to be revealed to us by the evangelist John, the beloved disciple. He suggests to the Church the object of this third mystery by this expression: "This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and he manifested his glory." Footnote: St. John's Gospel, chapter 2, verse 11. At Bethlehem, the gold of the Magi expressed the divinity of the babe. At the Jordan, the descent of the Holy Ghost and the voice of the Eternal Father proclaimed Jesus, known to the people as a carpenter of Nazareth, to be the Son of God. At Cana, it is Jesus himself that acts, and he acts as God. For, says St. Augustine, he who changed the water into wine in the water pots could be no other than the same who every year works the same miracle in the vine. Hence it was that from that day, as St. John tells us, his disciples believed in him. Footnote: St. John's Gospel, chapter 2, verse 11. And the Apostolic College began to be formed.